You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Shout out to everyone that's observing Memorial Day weekend and everyone working over the weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. And shout out to Sam here at LA Talk Radio. I wanted to check in with you guys. I have an amazing guest today speaking on entrepreneurship and giving us some inspiration. Today, without further ado, let me introduce you to our guest, Nan McKay. How are you, Nan, today?
I am great, Monique, and thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. It's so good to hear it. And I'm loving that blue, very patriotic of you with the red lipstick. You know, I love it. Great. Why don't you introduce yourself to the viewers and listeners in case they don't know who you are?
Well, I'm Nan McKay. I am owner of Nan McKay Connects, LLC, but I'm also president of a large company with about 10 offices around the country that I started in 1980, when women couldn't get a credit card in their own name.
Oh, listen, you are a legend then, because I don't know how we did it. And ladies like you probably helped push the needle forward. You know, that was such a really crazy time, you know. Tell us more about you and all of these things that you're doing. I'm so impressed with everything you've done with your brand. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, it's really kind of exciting because I found that a lot of women today are working, of course, in their niche of working on the internet, working on a digital business. But a lot of people are concerned about, gosh, I don't like this technology. Well, I love technology. So what I'm finding is, hey, I can fill the gap. And I am doing primarily three things. One thing is AI and yes. ChatGPT are my best friends. So I am teaching other people how to use that in their business in a whole variety of ways. I'm doing about 3 or 4 sessions a month on workshops just to give people the oomph to get in there and do it. And then to figure out, oh my gosh, this is what it really can do. Fantastic.
Yes.
So I do that. And then the second thing, I have all these exciting things going on. The second thing is I do quiz funnels. So, and I'm talking about a comprehensive funnel, not just the little, hey, who are you today, right. But something that has about 10 to 12 diagnostic questions, leads to 4 buckets. And then those categories are all segmented so that each one has a report, each one has a video that leads them to the offer. So it's the number one lead generator for digital marketing today. So I program those quizzes. And my third passion, you really want to hear all this?
Of course.
My third passion is I'm really concerned about what's happening in the labor force today. I'm concerned about businesses because there's like a 58% turnover rate. And we've got 33% of people that even though they got hired, they only stay about 3 months.
Yeah.
And then 17% only stay about a month. So that means we've really got to take a look at what is happening in our generations today and how that's translating into business.
Wow. You know,
we've got 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day.
Oh.
10,000 a day.
Wow. That's a quite a seismic number.
It's
that's going to shift some things.
The interesting part is the baby boomer generation was big, like this. The next generation down is Gen X, and it's small. And then we get big again with the millennials. The problem is there are not going to be enough people to be able to fill those positions that the baby boomers are leaving. So what I'm thinking is we need to take another look at our culture. We need to look at what those millennials want and what is going to make them happy in the workplace. And then we need to start training and cultivating our next generation level. Up. And so I've got a new website. I have got a new program going.
Ooh.
It's a leader subscription program, leader development subscription program, where every month the company can come in and download a full train the trainer course so they can do all their training in-house if they want to. And then I mentor them once a month, their trainers once a month, on training skills and then on whatever they're teaching. And I have individual programs too.
Nan's got her finger on the pulse. Listen, you are like Charlie's angel for the workforce right now. You are just doing it. I'm really intrigued and delighted to see you jump in this space and grab technology and the future by and go with it, you know, because this right here, ladies and gentlemen, dispels any myth about age being an issue, someone not understanding something because of the age. We cannot be, me included, because I'm ageist against myself. So, you know what? We have to start leaning into leaders like yourself and innovators who are like totally across the board just going for it. It really inspires me. And you actually just reminded me of a brand I started. I'm working on my MBA right now. And right before I got into my MBA program, I started this little thing. I was playing around with it. And it's kind of, there's some parallels here. So you and I will definitely have to speak offline a little bit because I just got a little inspired for that project.
That's great. And I'm a lot older than you, Monique. I'm 80.
What?
So I just figured, oh my God. If I can do this at 80, for heaven's sakes, you could do it in your 40s or your 50s.
Oh my gosh. That energy is just, what did you have, my dear? I've got water today. I didn't have any.
I'm like the Energizer Bunny on steroids most of the time.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know, but it seems like it's a natural thing that you're just naturally high because you're doing what you love. You're doing your passion. And that is something that's naturally going to energize people, you know? Yeah.
And there's so many women that are starting businesses today. And I should say people, because women and men are.
Sure.
I wrote that book, Gold in the Golden Years. And that's all about, should you start a business? What's it take to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to be an entrepreneur? On the first part. Second part is, okay, here's how to do it. And I started 6 businesses. And this way, I've taken all the things that I've learned and I've put them together in a book. And it gives you a real blueprint on how to do it. And the interesting part, I have a podcast and I have 2 YouTube channels. And on my podcast, I've interviewed a lot of women who started businesses as entrepreneurs in this first startup.
Yeah.
So I decided when I wrote this book, I thought, I'm not going to do this by myself where they just have to listen to me. I am going to take a whole bunch of the people that I've interviewed, and they're in the book giving their thoughts.
Great.
From the interview on what kinds of things are important at that particular point, whether it's the imposter syndrome, whether it's how to find financing, whatever it is, it's all together in one place. And then the other thing about the book that I think is neat is it has an action plan workbook embedded in the book. So you can do it yourself and say, let me see about that. I could answer that this way.
So smart. So smart. You know what? Great minds think alike. I'm working slowly like a snail on my startup book. And I have a similar theme, putting some people that I've come across. But I like that you're doing the workshop book in there. I won't be doing that feature, but I think that's uniquely something that you're doing. And I love it. So we have to get our hands on a copy. But your agent sent over some questions. Do you mind if I go with some of these?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. Why are the aspirations of mature women today different from their mothers? This is a very timely question for people just coming off Mother's Day, and you know, it's the middle of the year and we're coming out of a pandemic. Yeah. What do you think?
You know, when I look at my mother, I think it's an interesting story. The programming of my mother, you know, I'm quite a bit older, but my program of my mother was that the ideal life was to be a wife and mother.
Yeah.
And support your husband.
Yeah.
And she played that role until my father was killed in a car accident. I was 11. My sister was 3 months old and my brother was 6.
Oh.
And that's bad enough because 4 people were killed in that accident and it was kind of his fault because he pulled out to pass. But the worst part is we found that he had gambled. And we owed everybody in town. Now we're talking about a town of 3,000 people.
Oh, so the word gets around quickly.
Oh my gosh, so bad. And then the part for her was she hadn't worked for all these years because she'd been that homemaker we talked about.
Yes.
So then she thought, well, in a town of 3,000 people, I've got to go to work to pay his gambling debts, but where do I go? So bottom line is, she took a job just outside the town as a waitress and worked until 2 in the morning, worked at night. So I was there to take care of the kids at night. But some things happened where the kids got into the house, some boys of the parents, because we were pretty much pariahs in the town since we had killed one of the kids, you know, through the car accident and owed money.
Wow.
So she decided to start a business. Listen to this. Refurbishing mannequins. Now, do you know what a mannequin is?
Of course.
Okay, a store dummy, you know?
Yes, I remember. Yes.
Store windows. But how, so she picked them up and she bought a hearse to pick them up in. You know, the hearse that you carry dead bodies in? The hearse.
Yeah.
Okay, so she picked them up in the hearse and she took them to the garage, which opened onto the street. So people would drive by and they would see these naked women hanging upside down in the garage as she resprayed them, rewigged them, repainted their faces. But that's what she did.
Wow.
And the story is important because the bottom line is this. She said, always be able to support your family. And that was an unusual perspective in that time. It was 1952.
Wow.
So with more equality for women today, when you look at it, although I definitely think not enough equality, but.
Amen. Amen. That's another story for another day.
Yeah, but they approach a career today as a norm, you know, yeah. not just like she did. So yeah. Gender bias, I agree, is still alive and well. There's no question today.
Yeah.
But the aspirations for a rewarding career and upward mobility are definitely there. And women are outpacing men by 7% in college graduation rates.
Yeah.
Yet, the bad part is that women still earn only 82 cents of the dollar to men.
Right. What is going on with us? Why can't we just... Well, and then that's to your point. Go work for yourself. Take care of your family.
And that's what a lot of people are starting to do.
It's a beautiful story, and I love how colorful your mom was about it because she sprinkled in a little fun in there. She, you know, kind of put a little hearse and some bodies, and she's like, okay, you guys want to mess with us? We'll give you something weird. Probably kept them away a little, which is smart also. Like, what's going on? So, you know, I really love that your book is highlighting all the things, the practical things that you've learned over the years with fellow entrepreneurs and guests, and then your own experience. Tell us a little bit about this book that, you know, besides what you've already shared, some other little things without giving it away. What makes it different from other business books besides what you've just outlined?
Well, I think those things make it different in that I don't see others with the two things that I did mention. But I think the bottom line is this. It's time for women to be able to make that choice of starting a business if they want. And a lot of people think of business. They think of IBM or, oh, gosh, I don't think I could do this. Or what does that take? Or I've been an executive all my life, but I've been able to delegate. And we've had an IT department. We've had all the stuff. So I'm kind of scared to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
And when I wrote the book, I thought, no, we have got to take our tribe from the interviews I've done on the podcast and the YouTube channels. We've got to get together and we've got to say, this is how you do it, A, and B, you can do it. So I think that's what's different about the book. It's reality. It's not some guy, excuse me, but writing about, oh, philosophically, it's this and that. It's down, dirty, guts. This is what it takes.
Right. I love that. Thank you for sharing that because a lot of people would keep it to themselves. So it's very generous. And, you know, you'll find a very comfortable entrepreneur, leader, successful person who does want to help, right? Because it helps the culture. It's paying it to in the right direction and putting those tangible things you've learned along the way out there. It's just making the workforce better when you do that, I think. And it always comes back.
We have to help each other. We can no longer have this competitive attitude. And it bothers me a little bit today because I think there is so much emphasis being placed on how you look and how sexy you can be. That's all well and good, but it almost does that separation that we fought against so many years ago. And I hate to see it turn back that way.
Yeah.
Instead of having women be, I am woman, I am strong, I can do this. Yeah. And then help other women, put out your hand, help other women up. Just because you got there does not mean you should stay, oh, well, I got mine. Instead, right. It should be, what can I do to help you?
Beautiful. And I remember at a young age, I wanted my own wallet. I was having yard sales. I was selling my brother's toys. I was always wanting a checkbook. I mean, it was my thing. It was my jam. And people like yourself who saw that, you know, that struggle, thank you for pressing on for us, you know, today, women who aren't married that, you know, want to do it themselves, or even if you are married and you want to do it yourself, whatever your situation is. Thank you for, you know, wearing your heels and not getting in there and fighting for us. I don't know. All right. Where can people find you, Nan? Let's get your social handles. Let's get your emails. Are you taking new clients? Where can people find you?
Well, everything is under Nan McKay Connects. And it's Nan McKay Connects LLC, pretty much. So if you want to find me on LinkedIn, you want to find me on Facebook, it's Nan McKay Connects. The only one that's different is Twitter because it doesn't have quite enough characters. So it's Nan McKay Connect. Not plural.
I understand that Twitter.
And then, the other thing is my email, if you want to email me, is nan@nanmckayconnects.com. My book's on Amazon. It's called Gold in the Golden Years. And my website is nanmckayconnects.com.
Beautiful.
So I hope people can join me a little bit in trying to get together and figure out how we can provide the resources. If you're not technologically inclined or you want to spend your time more on other things because it takes a long time to learn some of these apps.
Yeah.
Or if you want to really do your digital marketing and use your Wonder What. Number one lead generator for email list to build your email list, which is the quiz, or whether you have a big company and you're saying, oh my God, I've got this turnover. What am I going to do? Then talk to us about our leader development program because we've got to have solutions for the problems today. And that's what I'm all about. There's got to be solutions and we're making them one step at a time.
I love your enthusiasm and your valor and all the things that you're doing. Thank you so much for being here with us on a weekend, on Memorial Weekend. And I want to have you back. We've got to have you back. I hope you'll join us again soon.
I will. And thanks so much, Monique. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome, Nan. All right, guys. That's Nan McKay from Nan McKay Connects. What Will You Start Up Today? I'll see you next weekend. Be safe.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.